Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Senator Testa, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be on. I wish we were talking about a better subject, but unfortunately, you know, the chickens have come home to roost with leftist liberal policies that have taken the handcuffs off of criminals and placed them on our police forces.
Well, I think it's a great subject, though. I get your point, Mike, but you know why it's a great subject? Because you're exactly right. It's not just about the surface. It's about that directive from the Murphy administration a few years back that police are scared to death, that cops were considered racist. That's why they put it in. So what do we do now when a place like Ocean City, I know you were a lifeguard and love Wildwood as I do, we'll get to that secondarily, but a place like Ocean City, a stabbing in the middle of this and fights on the boardwalk is unprecedented. What are your thoughts? You have a ton of bills I know you try to get passed. What can you do?
I think it's high time that those bills actually make it to committee. You know, being in the minority party, the majority party doesn't even allow common sense bills to get to be heard in committee. I think it's high time that that package of bills that will fight for criminal justice reform that I brought out last year, along with my assemblymates, Eric Simonson and Antoine McClellan in the assembly, that those bills actually get to have a true hearing in the relevant committees where they need to be heard. I also think that it's incumbent upon each municipality that has these issues to release videos to show the complete lawlessness that is happening. You know, I've seen some of the videos that got shared on social media, you know, from Wildwood. It looked like something out of Fight Club. There was, you know, 100+ individuals surrounding a couple people. And I have to give a shout out to the brave officers who jumped in the middle of this to stop it. Things could have gotten really bad really fast if a firearm from an officer was taken. I mean, this was 100+ to 1 individual officer, because there was 150 to 200 individuals surrounding two officers who were trying to put a stop to the nonsense.
Yeah, I saw that video, too. It illustrates how hard it is to handcuff somebody. Then you have these people filming this, and some of them think they're influencers. But this isn't the worst. You're right. If one of them had taken that gun or something else in this situation. So is it your sense, Senator Testa, that the people on the other side, is it just political? They don't want to see anything good come from the minority position? Or are a lot of them convinced this attorney general and what Murphy did, this directive to a cop that chills them, et cetera, they're on board with it, that somehow or another it's preserving equity and inclusion and stopping discrimination? What's your sense of what you're there day to day with them?
I think you've said it all, but I think that there are some really sensible individuals on the other side that you're starting to see some of the tide turn. You know, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Stack, I think he's the mayor of Union City. He's starting to realize that this nonsense needs to stop. I truly believe that the chairman of the Budget Committee, on which I also sit, Senator Paul Sarlo, wants to see lawlessness come to an end. The problem is that we've created a culture over the last number of years, and I don't mean to get into the esoteric too much, but nationwide and certainly from the Murphy administration, you know, these past 6+ years he's been in office, that there are no consequences, and that, you know, that the police, we should, you know, again, it all started with that, you know, defund and disband police departments. I mean, one of the most ridiculous ideas I've ever heard of in my lifetime, long before I was ever a legislator. I mean, this is insanity to think that we can behave and live in a society where there are no consequences. And if you do break the law, you need a social worker rather than law enforcement. I mean, there's a reason why we have police officers who put their lives on the line each and every day when they go out there. But again, we have to give them the tools necessary to do what used to be written on the side of every police car, to protect and to serve the communities in which they live and work, and which we either live and or visit. I mean, our shore communities are vital, vital to our economy. And I, heaven forbid, that there becomes the perception, which eventually becomes a reality, that people are afraid to visit our shore communities and bring their children to our boardwalks. Look, Wildwood, I was a lifeguard there. That is usually more of a, you know, a wild summer scene, but not lawlessness. It's always been safe, but it's known for its party atmosphere. Ocean City is supposed to be the family resort.
Yes, of America.
Right. And having a stabbing on the boardwalk is certainly, you know, not what we want to have in order to attract families to think, look, Ocean City is a dry town. It's you know, pure American pie Americana, where people want to go to the boardwalk and go on the Ferris wheel and go on, you know, go on the rides and get a slice of pizza and get some soft serve. People aren't going to want to take their families there or to Wildwood. You know, this year, my plan was to take all three of my children to the Wildwood boardwalk. I love the rides on the Wildwood Boardwalk. It's where I grew up going. And you know, you have to say to yourself, hey, wait a minute. Do we have to get out of there by a certain hour?
Yes, the answer to that is yes at this point. Yeah.
Right. So we need to give law enforcement the tools necessary so they can actually do their job. And imagine this, enforce the laws that are on the books rather than directives from a rogue attorney general who has embraced DEI, and you know, you can't have any issue without the cry of either racism or equity, as you said earlier.
And I want to commend you, too. You know, I commend you. You're a bulldog in pushing for various things from the minority side. But commending these other Democrats who might be sensible, that's the way to get them, because if a few of them come out, then we see the others who are just into progressive world like Murphy, and there's nothing you can do other than get a coalition of reasonable people to change this. When I read this directive, Senator, the last couple of days, people are made, and the media not reporting it from that rogue attorney general. Well, the new attorney general, administratively, I think, could he not send a message, at least a message to cops they can do their job?
Absolutely. I mean, look, and you know, I happen to be a PBA lawyer as well. Police officers are actually afraid to do their job because at one point they could be charged with a crime, a third degree crime.
Yes.
Now, who's going to want to go into their job saying, you know what, if I enforce the law and I truly believe I'm doing the right thing and arresting an individual, oh, but wait a minute. Now, because of this crazy law that is on the books or a crazy directive, which the attorney general believes trumps the law, no pun intended there, that there I may lose my job for actually performing my job. That's scary. No officer should be in that position. Look, we get to, as the public and certainly in my seat as an attorney, we have hours to review what took an officer seconds to determine. you know, they're out there doing their best to serve the communities and to protect and serve each and every one of us. And, you know, I could tell you this, you know, last summer I was on the boardwalk with my kids. There was a section of the boardwalk that smelled like marijuana. Nobody wants their kids asking, "Daddy, what's that smell? What's going on over there?" We want to be able to enforce the laws that are on the books. That's what needs to happen. And, you know, my hat goes off to Mayor Ernie Troiano, also Mayor Jay Gillian of Ocean City. You know, they contacted me immediately when this happened. They want their communities to be safe. They fully understand that tourism is the lifeblood of our economy in South Jersey during the summer months, and they are doing everything they possibly can to make sure their towns are safe and sound for all of the visitors, the hundreds of thousands of visitors that will be visiting there this summer.
That's who I would call first, you. And I know how difficult it is, but we know that you're on it. Please keep us abreast of these reasonable Democrats so we get something done.
Absolutely. I will. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.